So Reed Martin, what the hell's going on? First, Matt Rippey gets nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Helen Hayes Award for his performances with you and I at the Kennedy Center. And now, Matt Rippey's replacement, young Dominic Conti, has actually won a Best Actor Award for a film role. We got to chalk up that success to you and me, don't you think, Reed?
Well, you know, they're nominated, they win, you and I got jack squat! All I'm saying is clearly these voters, very perceptive.
Yes, yes!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 412, Martian American Dude. So young Dominic Conti leaves the comfy confines of Chicago and heads out to La La Land, Los Angeles, and gets involved with a group of young filmmakers, helps produce and write a film and a couple of web series, and plays the lead in Martian American, which just won Best Student Film, and for which Dominic won...
You won your Best Actor Award from what prestigious institution?
Glendale International Film Festival.
And that is Glendale, Spain, Glendale, Italy,
Glendale, California.
Okay,
just a hop and a skip away from Tinseltown itself, Hollywood.
Just down the street ski.
Yeah.
And you for your work as the title role in what's the name of the movie?
The character's name is Blurg, and it's in the movie Martian American.
Blurg? Blurg
is the character's name. Yeah.
Well, all I can say is, you know, in completely Hollywood abridged, a number of you listening to this have seen it. Dominic, you know, created the role of the alien from the planet Orsalak, and I'm just saying maybe that played into this. Maybe.
Is that a predecessor? You tell me.
Clearly you did your homework. You cut your teeth, really, with us. It's amazing you're still working with us, really.
And I'd like to say in the future, don't meet my eyeline anymore. Yeah, I mean, I'm an award winner now, and don't turn your back on me when you're leaving the room either. So keep your eyes down and then back slowly out of the room.
Okay.
He's doing a Christian Bale. I see where this is going.
This is very good. Good to know.
There's some new rules. if you want to have me around.
Everything's coming up, Conti.
So, Austin, you and I should turn our back now. Can you hold the microphone towards Dominic while we don't look at him?
I'm not sure that I can.
No, I mean,
we'll give it a go.
Guys, I'm not an ogre. Just keep your eyes downcast. if you don't face me, that's weird. But just keep your eyes down so where you're not looking, you know, me in the eye.
Got it. I got it. Well, I think we're seeing some of his best acting right now. Yeah. He's pretending to be comfortable around us still.
Yeah. Pretending to be decent now that I'm kind of a special somebody.
Right. So I've seen the pictures of you in your makeup for Martian American on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing. I mean, this is a full-on sci-fi movie, but is it a short? Is it full-length?
It is a 20-minute film.
Okay.
So a little longer, but it still fits into the festival requirements for shorts,
okay.
For sure.
And what's the plot? What's the elevator pitch?
The idea is that this man from Mars wants to come down to Earth, where the people really are, that, you know, Mars is not very heavily populated, and make some connections, meet some people, make some friends.
Okay.
That's really it. It's like kind of one of the oldest stories in the book, you
right.
know, searching for, if you know, love in a, in a, in a connection sort of way.
Well,
you know
what I mean? and it's I guess in Hollywood speak, it's a fish out of water tale. Am I right
yes.
about that?
Oh yeah, I mean yeah,
fish out of water.
Classic fish out of water.
And boy meets girl, because you're finding some love.
You have to watch the film to see how that shakes out. But I'd say yeah, it's a battle between boy meets girl and fish out of water. I'm gonna go for the latter.
I just love that his name is Blurg.
Yeah. I was going to say, boy meets dog? I don't know. He's an alien. Who knows what he likes?
Well, this is true. This is true. How does this even work? How does somebody put together a 20-minute film with amazing makeup like that and pull all the production team together? Are these quote-unquote real filmmakers? Are they students? Who put this thing together?
Well, special shout-out to Barney Berman, who was the Oscar winner for the last Star Trek movie. And he did the makeup effects.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't have had Jack Squat if not for his exceptional work. Oh, you know, and just
your, his work and your performance
His work on the design of the creature.
It was a prosthetic. You're wearing something, right?
Yeah, it was basically a silicone head. But then he, you know, had figured out how to do the arms, because we did the arms pretty much, and then he did the neck. Anything that showed, basically. So I guess hands, arms, my feet didn't show, but we had neck and then back around the back. And then they put like a sort of helmet on, like an actual honest to God helmet, had little antenna. Some ways looked a lot like what you think of as Martians.
Yeah.
You all can check out the Martian American page if you'd like to see pictures. That's there. And there's a MartianAmerican.com, which is the website. And this will show you, give you more information and more detail.
And is that hyphenated, Martian-American?
Oh, no, just MartianAmerican.com.
One word, yeah.
And who were the producers and writers and directors?
Trevor Worley is a producer. John Barr and Lee Citron wrote it together, and Lee Citron directed it.
Okay.
The deal is, this is the MFA. It is an MFA, but it's the thesis project at American Film Institute, or AFI.
Oh, neat.
And... well, these guys are all professionals,
yeah.
And some of whom they are able to get from the not the non-student world and work in this really professional setting. But they had all the accoutrements, you know, every little piece of equipment, and everybody working kind of at the pretty much at the top of their game, you know, from sound. The sound was really good,
yeah.
You know, I thought.
Well, how do you? All right, so a best actor, give us some best acting tips. How does one play a Martian American? How does one get into the mind of a Martian American?
I can remember Right, that's a great question, and the audition process was that Lee conducted was really interesting and good, because at first I thought there might have to be something odd about this guy, and pointedly, immediately odd about the way he acts and the way he talks. But the more we hacked away at that, and even in the audition, the more we realized it's really a guy. You know, and we stripped a lot of that away, and the makeup did a lot of the work, and I just kind of like, then I just went back to the script as if I was playing a schmo who wants to meet up with people and isn't great at it. You know? And that's really what it came down to, so I think...
So just another L.A. hipster. Where are you from? Third Rock from the Sun.
Just another Conti jackass, you know? That's all in the long string, you know? That's not the last one.
And so one of the Hollywood lessons we learn in Completely Hollywood Abridged is special needs... special prize, my left foot, miracle worker, etc. Now, Martian isn't exactly special needs, but he's special. Was there any connection there?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're kind of
a good one. He is special, and so he must overcome prejudice, for sure.
Yeah.
In the way that a Forrest Gump might,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy isn't slow like a Forrest Gump, but at the same time, he, you know, people look at him and they're not so crazy about Martians on Earth. But that's another thing that I think Lee and John Barr, the writers, and Lee as director worked out pretty well. It's like, no one makes a huge big deal out of it, but it's clear he's a Martian there and they're not crazy about it. You know, so it's just, it's one of those stories too, and it's like surreal in the way you just kind of drop a Martian in.
So it's not like a story of the civil rights in the 60s where there's signs of no Martians allowed at this counter diner.
It ain't that bad. No, but it's, yeah, people aren't chuffed to have a Martian around as a rule. That's kind of the idea, you know?
So if somebody wanted to see this movie, you won this at the Glendale, is it available on DVD? Is it coming up at other festivals? Is it online? Where could they see it?
Oh, okay. Well, we played at the Glendale International Film Festival. We're coming up at a Florida Film Festival, and then there's the... not the Austin Film Festival, but the other one that's connected to the major musical thing that goes on.
Oh, down South there. By Southwest.
Yeah, that's, I think, connected to that.
Yeah.
And then we just got it to the Los Angeles Comedy Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so how would they see it? You know, they could almost make out, right now we have DVDs, and I'm not sure how this is monetized or how people could see it, but I think if people know me, they can contact me. Or maybe go through the Facebook page and say, hey, I would like to see this.
Yes, how does one?
I can't travel, or I live in Hong Kong. How me do that? And then we might say, well, here's a link, Puddin'. Yeah. You know, what the heck?
Well, and you hear about these kind of cool 20-minute student films that go on to be something else. Is this the kind of story that could be expanded into a full-length thing?
It's a great idea, and I think they're already thinking on that, terms of that, or like how they would make it into a feature. Or at the very least, of how it would lead to the next feature, or the next piece of work by this great group of people.
Right.
Oh, yeah, special attention, too, to Nate Hertzellers, who shot the crap out of film.
Well, and it's a bit of a calling card for really everyone involved. I mean, for you, too.
Yeah, I can't see why not, that everyone would just look at this and just feel a great amount of pride. A great bunch of humans working on it.
And for the... Yeah, when it gets made into a full-length Hollywood movie, you know, you'll lose the part to Jeff Goldblum, probably.
I'm thinking Rainn Wilson would snatch this up in a second, and he'd be a fool not to, and I couldn't even get too mad.
Well, Rainn Wilson,
if I were lucky, I'd be like, I'd play the coat clerk who looks at him askance. I'd be like, lousy Rainn Wilson of The Office.
Well, and then film nerds in the audience go, oh, that's Dominic Conti. He originated the role.
It'll be like Pee Wee Herman in Pee Wee's Big Adventure when James Brolin plays him and he's the bellhop.
Oh, yeah, he's like making eyes at the camera.
Hi, I'm Roy Conley from Disney Animation Studios, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? You can see us in three countries this week, in the U.S., in New Mexico, in the U.K., in Bromsgrove and Cambridge, and in China at the Wushen Festival near Shanghai, to which I am running as soon as I finish recording this. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
Oh, another special shout out, Mike Smith, awesome editor. A number of these guys I worked with more than once, and that was pretty great.
So you say you've worked with some of these people before. There must be a community of people in LA all working on each other's films?
Oh, yeah. I would think so, yeah, for the people who don't have either tons of money or who just want to work on passion projects. Yeah.
Is that one of the cool things, because you were in Chicago for many years, yeah. You're now in LA. Is that one of the things that's nicer about being in LA than Chicago,
this community of filmmakers? This one is particularly the AFI community, but there's other people who are outside of it too. But I'd say they have a whole nice community where they support each other and will go back and work on each other's films and watch each other's films. And it is nice. Yeah. Boy, it's not easy to find in Los Angeles. It seems like you can't help but stumble over some community and like have them and pilot fish your way right onto them in Chicago. But it's a little trickier in LA.
Well,
for me, it's been.
And when somebody does you a solid and helps you with your film, and you go help somebody on their film. You know, I mean,
yes,
there's a lot.
It works like that. And yeah. There's a couple of different ones I've been batting around, and We Make Movies is another nice one where it seems like a lot of those guys work on each other's stuff and help each other out and have a website and readings of stuff, and you can't beat that.
Cool.
Did you just answer an audition call, or how'd you get it?
Oh, I knew this filmmaker who called me in from, I'd had worked with him two or three times before. On different things. And so he called me in. He had a good feeling about things. And it's nice, too, when you know someone, and this is where nepotism is the good thing, where you're like, I talked to Lee a little bit, and we were like, kind of like, we could have that relationship. We're like, oh, okay, drop this whole, like, being a Martian thing. Just do this audition. You know? Well, and then I was like, oh, okay, good. Where if you didn't know someone, you might not get that tip.
Well, and it's not nepotism so much as you've paid your dues. You've worked many years working with people, and people know, you know what, let's get Conti.
Work with people and things go well, then you should expect it would happen again. I guess that's a good kind of nepotism.
Yeah, developing your network.
My cousin wants a role in your TV show. Can you give him a line? Is he any good? Just give him a line. You know, that sucks. Yeah, but
it's like you've proven yourself and people want to work with you again.
How long did it take you to shoot it?
Oh, this is a six-day shoot.
Really?
Yeah.
Including makeup tests and everything else?
No, not including that. Okay. So then we did at least two meetings for makeups.
Okay.
Makeup. And then at least two or three rehearsals. Hard for me to remember quite, but you know, two or three rehearsals, you know, outside of this. And then ADR afterwards.
Yeah.
Did I do 2 days of ADR because I came back again? Probably just 1 day of ADR. We filled in some
but
stuff.
But not a lot of, not a many multi-week thing.
And for our theater folks who don't know film, ADR is?
Additional dialogue recording.
Yes, boom. Looping sometimes
yes,
they call it.
Looping, yeah.
So how does one, so you're at the Glendale International Film Festival, how does one get one's film entered in these sorts of things?
Yeah, because in addition to acting in Martian American, you're also producing a different film. So you're all about trying to get this current film into festivals.
How's the site? There's a really great site called Without a Box, and withoutabox.com, all one phrase. No hyphens in there or whatever. And within that sphere, They have any number of different festivals from all over the world, nationally, internationally, that you can enter your film / short film in. Okay. And I imagine that these guys, Lee and company, are using Without a Box. I mean, it's just such a great tool. Whit Spurgeon, who's producing and still producing The Interview with Me, mm-hmm. that has gotten into theater festivals and won some awards, too. They spell out what it costs. Mm-hmm. You know, they spell out when the thing shows. They spell out how you'll find out, or you won't find, or that you're in, or that you're not in. Yeah, just Without a Box is just, and then you can contribute your monies that Without a Box then, because you have to spend a little money. You know, like $35 to submit to, oh, I don't know, Austin Film Festival, let's say. You know, and then you find out later that they will send that money on over to Austin, and it all just gets taken care of. It's a really, God, it's a great system. I have no idea what they did before there with the interwebs, but this is just, it's a great site. There may be others like it, but that's, I know we use that one for The Interview, and I bet these guys do too.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your starring roles via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Uranus American Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Mary Dominiak, who we saw in Reston during the extravaganza. No reason. It is just random, I swear. Special thanks to Roy Conley of Walt Disney Animation Studios, producer of the new animated feature Big Hero 6, which I can't wait to see. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 412-1236 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
You said that withoutabox.com is a great tool. I gotta say, Dom Conti, you, my friend, are a great tool.
You looked me in the eyes when you said that. Didn't really
oh,
care.
Right.
Yeah,
now I'm looking to look at your eyes. Avert your eyes.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less.